A walk around the aisles of the supermarkets in late January not only has St. Valentine's Day paraphernalia on gaudy display, but, much more depressingly, a festooning of Easter eggs. It seems we swing from vine to vine of calendar events dictated to by that all-powerful god known as Hallmark. Just as the seasons are coming out of kilter with the knock-on effects, Christmas now starts in August and Easter in January. I hate being told by this Hallmark god when to be romantic or when to salute my mother. Like a bad hangover, Diageo found out the hard way in 2014 that trying to salute an Irish icon can have serious negative consequences. Thankfully, the Irish government recently made an announcement to salute an icon that has been greeted with universal praise, as 2023 marks the first designated year of St. Bridget's Day as a national holiday. Meanwhile, in the capital city, Bridget 2022, initiated by Dublin Lord Mayor Alison Gilliland, includes a diverse programme of events including tours, debates, films, podcasts, a concert and exhibitions featuring women. The event celebrates the contributions of Irish women through the ages, highlighting their stories and contribution to society. Of this year's Dublin event, Miss Gilliland said, "Too often, particularly in the past, the achievements of women have been overshadowed or not fully acknowledged. Bridget 2022 seeks to bring women's history and heritage, as well as women's stories and voices, to the fore and showcase them," the Labour Party councillor added. "This is putting right an ancient wrong, for since the 8th century, St. Patrick has been crowned the patron saint of Ireland, despite there being a lot more adoration and tradition around Bridget than Patrick in the various townlands of Ireland. The facts are there, with nearly five times as many wells, place names, schools and sports clubs called after her than the Welsh interloper. Politics won out, with Armagh seen off Kildare in what seems like some seriously dirty play against the hard evidence across the land, even back then. To add insult to injury, St. Bridget isn't even a recognised saint in the Catholic Church anymore, having been expunged in 1969 along with 90 other saints. The sticking point being whether she ever in fact existed or was in fact a goddess. St. Patrick's Day may have the global appeal, but at this stage we've seen it hijacked time and again with dyed rivers and visiting rugby fans dressed as leprechauns. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for the crack and divilment a day like this brings, but a bit like a lock-in or getting out the special whiskey for the right guest, let's reserve this new bank holiday as the place for which the real Irish can quietly, but proudly, celebrate the true Mary of the Gael herself." As Desi McCannion mentions later on, whether Bridget did exist or not, there was a woman in history who started a monastery in Kildare, and the belief system in her attributes of charity and benevolence are well worth saluting and emulating. The bank holiday is also one that is not just for Catholics, but salutes the goddess Bridget too, and the festival of Imbolc. These pre-Christian celebrations honoured the pagan goddess Bridget, who was evoked in fertility rites and oversaw crafts, poetry and prophecy. Bridget was worshipped by the Fili, a class of poets and historians among the Celts of ancient Ireland and beyond, as far as India. It is a new holiday when we get to salute the ideals of two Bridgets, both pagan and saint. And whether you think Bridget is real or imaginary, the spirit of each deserves to be remembered and cherished, and will be from now on. In time, perhaps we will see this new holiday as a true National Day of Ireland, as a real day for saluting where we all come from, being, of course, the womb. The singer Imelda May, who performs at the Livestream 2022 event, said, "Bridget was an ancient goddess or matron saint, woman of wisdom, healing and light daughter of Dagda, descendant of Danu, member of magical Tuatha Danann, protector of children, saviour of poor, symbol for smiths, worshipped by poets. Inspiring descendants past to come, her creative flames fires eternal. Adored by Ireland for thousands of years, she awakens in Imbolc, the dawning of spring, new birth, fresh starts. It's time to thank her. It's time to heal. It's about time. she added in a final flourish. Now that's a sentiment I'll happily raise a glass to every year from now on.